Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for March 13th, 2009. This week, we'll explore some of the mysteries of the human body. For example, why do we get gray hair when we get old? And why do we have fingerprints? But first, Suzanne Bard is going to tell you about the damage that shift work can do to people's bodies.
There's growing evidence that shift workers face higher rates of diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. A new study may help explain why. Harvard Medical School neuroscientist Frank Shear and his colleagues put volunteers through artificial 28-hour days. When the schedule didn't match up with true day and night, the volunteers' bodies produced less leptin, a hormone that controls appetite. Their blood pressure also went up. So did their glucose and insulin levels, which are both associated with diabetes.
And we actually found that three of the subjects showed signs of a pre-diabetic state.
Other related hormones were also disrupted. Shear says all these problems may stem from overriding the body's natural signals that tell us when to eat and sleep.
Thanks, Suzanne. Now to Justin Warner, who investigated the mystery of fingerprints.
Fingerprints are a great form of ID, but clearly that's not their original purpose. In fact, as much as fingerprints have been studied, scientists have long been puzzled about their biological function. Now, French researchers may have solved that mystery. They've determined that fingerprints help us feel finely grained textures like glass or sandpaper. The team designed robot fingers with ridged or smooth fingertips and brushed those fingertips across various surfaces. According to Alexis Prevost of the National Center for Scientific Research in Paris, the ridged fingertips filtered and amplified tiny pressure variations created by a surface's most subtle bumps and valleys. Prevost says sensors in our skin use that very information to detect fine textures or to notice when an object we're holding starts to slip.
This aspect is particularly important if you want to design, let's say, robots, which will be able to grab any kind of objects without letting them fall between its fingers.
The research helps explain not only why we have fingerprints, but also why we need to move our fingers across finely grained surfaces in order to identify them.
Thanks, Justin. Okay, moving on from hand to mouth. When tooth enamel decays, it's gone for good. But a new discovery could eventually change that. Scientists in Oregon and France have identified a protein called CTIP2 that controls the production of tooth enamel. Oregon State University pharmacologist Mark Leeds says that mice that lack the gene for CTIP2 had known problems with their skin, nerves, and immune system.
And then more recently, we actually observed that these mice in which we delete this gene have kind of funky teeth. We realized that they weren't making the cells that are necessary for the secretion of enamel.
It's hoped that the gene could someday be tweaked to grow replacement enamel, either in the lab or right in your mouth. Engineers are also interested, since enamel is one of nature's toughest materials. Next, we'll travel even further up the body, from the mouth to the head. Karina Wu has a story about something I no longer have, hair.
Getting old also usually means getting gray hair. Now, a new study by researchers in the UK explains exactly what happens to turn our tresses white. Karen Schallreiter is a dermatology professor at the University of Bradford's Center for Skin Sciences. She and her colleagues studied patients with a skin condition called vitiligo. In addition to losing pigment in their skin, these patients tend to turn gray prematurely. Schallreiter and her team examined the patient's hair for reactive oxygen compounds.
But we were able to show that the amount of hydrogen peroxide in the hair shaft are very high.
Hydrogen peroxide is the same chemical often used to bleach hair. But in this case, the bleaching happens from the inside out. The researchers found that hydrogen peroxide builds up in the hair follicles and blocks the normal synthesis of hair pigment. Also, the mechanisms that would repair this damage get deactivated by hydrogen peroxide. So without that pigment, a dark head of hair will gradually turn white.
Thanks, Karina. Well, finally today, Suzanne's going to answer a listener's question.
Listener Tom Wagner of Waterloo, Iowa, heard that polar bears can walk while they're hibernating, and he wants to know how this is possible. We consulted Stephen Amstrup, senior polar bear scientist with the U.S. Geological Survey Alaska Science Center in Anchorage. He says, unlike, say, black bears or grizzly bears, polar bears don't hibernate in the classic sense. That is, they don't sleep all winter in a den. Instead, they've evolved ways to conserve energy whenever they need to.
Well, it turns out that polar bears appear to be more evolved in this regard than either black bears or grizzly bears, and they seem to be able to switch into this kind of a conservation metabolism even at times when they're not in a den and when they're out moving around either on the sea ice or on the tundra. It's almost like throwing a metabolic switch in their body that causes them to revert to a metabolism that's similar to what it would be like if they were hibernating. And it only takes them a matter of a week or two to go back out onto the ice and be very effective at hunting, maybe even less than that. They're able to throw this switch pretty effectively.
Amstrup says polar bears could do this at any time of the year, whenever food is scarce. And if you've got a science question, give us a call at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. If we use your question, you'll win a Science Update Smarten Up mug.
Thanks, Suzanne. Well, that's our show for this week. Next week, we'll have an eclectic selection of stories for you, from what makes crab claws so hard to the dangers of pollution from ships. Until then, check out our Science Update Podcast Daily Edition. We've got a fabulous new science story for you every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it on our website, scienceupdate.com, or at iTunes. Or if you're on the go, you can also listen in by calling 1-512-499-2149. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.